97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Welcome to Second Amendment Radio, FM News Talk 97.1 KFDK St. Louis. I'll never get tired of that.
What?
KFDK St. Louis.
Hey.
I love that. Got to give the calls. City of origin.
Yeah, city. And yeah, we're just going with the city right now.
I like it. Tony Colombo here. My partner, Aaron Tarlow, owner of Southern Armory, with me as well. Of course, the great Chad Ellis, producer to the stars, in the studio with us.
And he's getting a promotion already.
He is?
No, I don't know.
He's the executive producer of Second Amendment Radio.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Congratulations, nice. Buddy.
I think you put that on your resume. Go places.
Get your new business cards ASAP.
Don't, yeah.
How is everyone? How are you?
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Let's
see here this week.
We are right smack dab in the middle of Glocktober.
Yes, we are.
Tell us about Glocktober at Southern Armory.
So, Glocks have been coming in and out. So they've been actually selling before they even get to the store.
Wow,
so
we had our
initial, you know, big shipment come in, and then we blew through those, and then we had more coming,
mm-hmm.
and so that's kind of how it goes. Is, you know, we order in so many each model, and then when they run out, we grab more from Glock, and then Blue Label stuff is selling too,
mm-hmm. which means
Blue Label is the law enforcement, fire, EMS, basically your first responders, active duty military or retired military.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think what else. There's more to that program too. Medical examiners, I believe, circuit attorneys, judges, that kind
mm-hmm,
of thing can qualify on that. But you
but
call
it gives them a discount.
Yeah, it gives you a discount,
yeah.
And it's pretty substantial,
nice.
Like 100 and change off of a normal priced Glock. So if you qualify for it, you get two per calendar year. We've had that question a lot,
mm-hmm.
And it's two per calendar year. So you get
so you
two,
can buy one in December and one in January.
No, you can buy one. You buy two between
now and
the end of the year, and
two
then January 1st, it resets. You can buy two more.
Yeah.
So
then
get
you gotta wait.
Right. Yeah. Year. You gotta wait that whole year
until January.
Sure. of 2020.
But if you time it right, you could buy
four
guns
in
a week.
Matter of
literally
a week. Yeah, if you wanted to. So with that being said, you know, if you got a wife that wants a Glock and you want a Glock and you qualify, buy two.
Right. Right.
You know.
Do you find that your customers, particularly the Glock folks, starting in late summer, maybe August, September, obviously, like just start to wait? Like, okay.
They know.
Yeah,
we were
know.
Getting calls. We were
October
getting
1st
calls.
Is...
We were getting calls in at like the beginning to middle of September.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to do Glocktober again?
Right.
And my wife's like, well, I don't know. And then she's like... All I can tell you is, yeah. but unofficially, you know.
Right.
And it's just a good promotion. And
yeah.
Our customers have come to
for
know
sure.
that, you know, we do this big promotion. We give you free stuff.
Right.
I believe we still even have some of the Glock soft pistol cases. So
nice.
You know, it comes in a hard case
mm-hmm.
with a cleaning brush and your magazine loader and stuff. And then we give you a soft case so you can take that to and from the range. A soft case is super nice. It used to
mm-hmm.
be pretty basic years ago, and they've really upped their game.
Yeah.
Even I was like, ooh, hey, if we got any extra of those at the end of this, can I get one?
Yeah.
And my wife's like, no.
I'm taking
one. I'd like to place an order for a Glock 17L on Blue Label. And so... she's like, no. And I'm like, yes. And we went back and forth. You have too many guns as it is. What would you use a 17L for? And like,
that's funny.
I was like, because I wanted a 34, but the 17L is longer. So like, I don't even know if I can get a threaded barrel for it to put my suppressor on it, but I want it. So baby, can I please have a 17L? Brad's probably listening. Jess doesn't like to listen.
Yeah.
I asked her if she wanted to be on the show, and she's like, I don't know. And I'm like, no, we want a woman's perspective.
Absolutely.
Occasionally. It would be great. And
yeah.
She was kind of like,
no doubt.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like,
come on. Yeah, let's
go. Brad, get on her. Yeah, I know you're listening.
Yeah.
He was walking around the store the other day on listening on with his earbuds in, I heard.
Nice.
I was like, why you got your earbuds on? And my wife's like, because I didn't want to hear. I'm like, whatever.
That's awesome.
So,
no, yeah, she should absolutely come
that's
in
what
sometimes.
I'm saying. The women's self-defense class is back.
Once a month.
Yeah.
Tell her once
that's
a month.
That's what I'm saying.
Have a segment. Yeah.
Aimed geared towards women or
yeah.
stuff. Because she literally, these women just that come in the store love her.
Mm-hmm.
They really do.
Mm-hmm.
And they love the knowledge they give her. Some of the women, I don't know if I can say the ASS weren't in here, can I?
Yeah. Yeah. As long as you just keep it with that. You can say ass, just don't go further than that.
Oh, well, they call her a bad ass.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah. You can say that. Yeah.
But, you know, and I keep hearing that, and I start laughing. They're like, she's such a badass, you know. She's like, these women feel empowered after they talk to her about their options for self-defense, which is great, you know.
Yeah, I would imagine that female customers would come in, some of them particular. I know that if my wife, who is, you know, not well-educated in firearms or purchasing guns or anything like that, would be more comfortable speaking
to a woman
than she would a man.
And I think it's a judgmental thing, too. And I get a lot of women that like me, too, and do the classes. Like, man, you're just so awesome and nice, because it's like, you know, I'm behind them. I'm like, that was an awesome shot. Do that again. You know, you know, I just have that bubbly, upbeat personality, you know. Don't get me wrong. There's a dark side. You turn around in a booth with a gun and point it at somebody, it's going to come out. You know, I'm not going to be super upbeat and friendly. But, you know, like,
but you're positive. You have that positive.
The 99% of the time, you know, I'm the upbeat, positive guy. And it's that 1% of the time, it's like, you're going to hurt yourself. Like, seriously here. I'm not trying to be mean, but, you know, I'm trying to help you. Yeah. And people pick up on that. And so, you know, we had a husband and wife come in on a CCW class a couple weeks ago, and they had revolvers, which is fine. Revolvers are hard to shoot. Not going to lie to you. And so I was showing them some tips and tricks.
Harder to aim?
Well, I mean, all guns are going to aim the same, right? You know, you put the thingy between
the thingy. So what do you mean by harder to shoot?
They're harder to shoot because the trigger press is longer and it's heavier. So aiming, you know, you're still going to put the front sight in between, you know, and reference it with the rear sight, you know, so you get your sight picture or your sight alignment, and then you're going to get your sight picture. But when you press the trigger, you know, you tend to wiggle a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just giving them some tips and tricks, and I'll tell you out in radio land, too. So there's like a point where your trigger will start to, like, I call it staging. Like, it gets to the point, and in some guns, it's a very pronounced point where it just, like, clicks in. Mm-hmm. And as soon as you feel that click, if you go any further, it's going to release.
You know it's going
to
fire.
So that's the moment that you need to be aiming. I mean, you should be aiming the whole time so you have a general idea where it's going to go. But when you get to that point, you feel that click in. Mm-hmm. Man, you need to aim.
Mm-hmm.
And so you work up to that point to where you feel that click. You aim. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you really focus on it.
What is that
click?
Then
it's, I guess, where the sear and the paw and stuff are all kind of in line.
Mm-hmm.
But you feel, on some guns, it's just a very pronounced click. And then you press it, you aim and you press it. And as soon as I taught them that, they were like, man, you really know what you're doing. And I'm like, well, I mean,
I better.
Yeah. I mean, I hope, but you know, not everybody's a revolver shooter.
Yeah.
And I happen to enjoy the challenge of shooting a revolver.
Mm-hmm.
And don't get me wrong. I mean, I shoot my Glocks and my 1911s and my SIGs, my 226s and 229 and that stuff too. And but I got into a revolver, and my first revolver was an SP-101 357 Magnum. It's a Ruger.
Mm-hmm.
Great gun, man. If you need a revolver, get that one and get it in 357. Don't get a 38. They make a 38 version. Get a 357. And that way you always have the option to go to the bigger caliber. Because for those some
Chad
of you that
just
know,
got the 38, and now you're telling him that he's got the wrong gun.
It's all right, man. It's all right.
No, and that was like my first gun.
Yeah. So if you get the 357, you always have the ability to step up
in
power.
He's like, this tryout's trash.
Trade on it. I buy guns. Yeah, we buy, sell, trade guns, by the way. So if you've got a 38, bring it in. We'll buy it.
Yeah.
And we'll say 357. But I like the 357 because you can put 38 in it. Because it's just, you know, 357 is just a little bit longer. Same diameter, you know, pretty much same cartridge.
And why is it that revolvers are easier to fire than a regular pistol?
You mean harder?
Oh, I thought they were not easier to fire, but less likely to jam. They are more reliable,
right.
I guess, is what I meant. Not easier, but more reliable.
You're not going to limp wrist a revolver.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Limp wristing is when you don't hold it tight enough and you absorb more of the recoil,
mm-hmm.
and the slide will short cycle. Also, to get the gun, the semi-autos or the auto loaders, for kind of an older term, to cycle, it has to have a good proper powder charge in it,
mm-hmm.
that'll, you know, fully cycle the gun. And then it has to have, there's one more thing here, I'm going blank.
Yeah.
Basically,
it just seems to me
the
like
back pressure.
Seems to me like the whole revolver mechanism, that if it's just off a little bit and it doesn't line up properly.
Oh, it'll line up.
Yeah, well, I know it will, but it just seems like that would be something that there, that something could go wrong with.
And
you know, would
I'll tell
be
you,
more
unreliable. I'll tell you, that's
than,
called it's the timing. The other thing too is, oh, man, I just went blank again. All right,
you've had it again.
It's been a long week.
I gotta stop.
It's
talking.
Been a long week.
But you know what? We do need to get back to. I don't know if you finished with Glocktober.
Yeah.
But if not, you need to finish with Glocktober, and we also need to tell people about Southern Armory and where you guys are at and all the things you can do for them.
Yeah, Glocktober's still going on. Come in. There's just tons of stuff to choose from on the Glock lineup, man. It's just from single stack 380 and 9 and 45. A lot of people don't know they have a single stack 45,
mm-hmm.
which is great. It's thinner than a Glock 19. It feels amazing in your hand. It's the Glock 36 to your double stack stuff in 9. 40 357 SIG, kind of a underknown round but amazing, and so I like the 357 SIG and a Glock. You can also get into your 45 and your 10 mil alternative means season.
Mm-hmm.
10 mil is a great round to go hunt deer with.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got all that stuff. You can get in. Special orders are welcome on the Glocks. We have no problem with that at all. Magazines are there in stock. Holsters. Ammunition, obviously, always there. Sights, we've been slapping sights on guns.
Mm-hmm.
If you need a Glock, this is the month.
Mm-hmm.
This is the month to buy it. Now, Southern Armory, we're located at 9901 Watson Road, 1 mile east of 270 and 44, southernarmory.com.
That's southernarmory.com.
That's southernarmory.com.
Yeah, there it is.
All right.
Chad's got this. He knows what's doing.
But come in, and we've got a upcoming CCW class on October 20th. The next day, Sunday, we've got an advanced class October 21st.
Nice.
So we've got
get in and get mm-hmm. those classes, because those are
absolutely.
So important.
Absolutely.
SouthernArmory.com. Make sure you check it out. Also, make sure you go to Southern Armory on Facebook. Make sure you go to Second Amendment Radio on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter at TonyColombo971. Got some questions that we get sent to us every week that we will be getting to as this show goes on, so don't go anywhere. We'll be answering those here in a little bit. Also, a little bit later on in the next segment, we are going to be talking to Mike McClary. He is a brand new sponsor of this fine program. Has a company called Intervine that makes LED flashlights, lanterns, and headlamps. Amazing, high quality products, but not overpriced either. And I've been using Intervine flashlights for a couple of years. They are just superior, and they are amazing. And I think with hunting season here, people who are going to be camping or hunting, going outside, even first responders, a lot of Mike's customers are first responders. So we'll talk to him about those Intervine products coming up in a little bit. I wanted to, and
I'm excited about them too, because like you and I were talking off air, I was like, man, you know, we've been looking for a good St. Louis company to carry.
Yeah.
Flashlights, and that's one thing that we kind of pride ourselves at Southern Armory is we do carry a lot of locally made products.
Yeah, that's great.
So holsters, pepper spray are the two biggies, and some mm-hmm. of the gun oil that we carry is made here in St. Louis.
Really?
Or St. Louis region.
So we have
we'll
pepper
way.
Spray yep. manufacturers in St. Louis?
We do. It's that's Sabre great. Down in Fenton.
Yeah.
And then Q-Max, they're our gun oil company.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a company out in Washington that makes holsters and
that's cool.
and cases and shooting bags and everything else too. So
you just mentioned alternative means season.
Yes,
are we in that right now?
No, I do not believe so.
Okay,
we are definitely in archery.
Yep,
and then alternative means seasons, I believe, is in late November or December.
The reason I ask is because I always when alternative means basically means pistol season, right? I mean,
or a samurai sword.
That's what I was getting at. Yeah, yeah. Last week we talked about it. I can't help, like, I just think, when I think of alternative means, I don't think of guns. I think of rocks and slingshots and samurai, like
javelins.
The ninja, the samurai sword, coming out of the tree.
Alternative means season. I just looked at it. Okay, it's alternative methods.
Okay, it was
means,
same thing.
Methods.
Yeah.
Going with synonyms here.
Right.
December 22nd through January 1st.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
1/2 hour before sunrise to 1/2 hour after sunrise or sunset. One antlered for all portions of firearms, deer seasons, and There's more. If we're curious, I can post it on the website.
I just,
or the Facebooks.
Like, envision people throwing bricks at the deer.
That'd be hilarious. I knocked it out, then I jumped on it, slit its throat.
It's my alternative means.
Shh, man.
What are you using this year for alternative means? I'm using a baseball bat. What about you?
Yeah.
I'm using a big rock. Like,
I wonder if there's, like, restrictions on what you can use, you know?
Chad, come on. That's what I think of. Alternative means. It sounds to me like, hey, just not normal stuff. Guns are normal.
Yeah.
Arrows are normal.
I'm with you.
Grab something that's not normal. I'm going to try to choke it with this fishing line. Okay. That's an alternative mean.
Yeah.
Chad,
I mean,
we got to wrap.
I wonder if a trip wire, maybe? Trip the damn thing?
There you go.
Dig a hole with some pogo
sticks. Dig a hole. There you go. The old tiger trap. Pow.
Right.
Got him in the hole. Now what do? We can't shoot him because it's alternative means season. Fill it full of water and drown him.
Yeah, but they swim.
Well,
they swim.
Tie him to the ground.
Yeah. I don't know.
Now it's getting gross.
Now we're getting weird. I heard you on Glubber Friday, and that was getting...
Oh, that show was a mess.
Well, I mean, I almost called because I had comments, lots of comments,
you should have called.
But I didn't know the phone number because it's changed.
Yeah.
I'll get it from you later.
I don't know it off the top of my head either.
Well, I mean, you've been down here, what, 6 months now?
I know, but whatever.
Throw that out there. All right.
Take a break. Got more coming your way. Don't go anywhere. This is Second Amendment Radio. We are going to talk to Mike McCleary, the owner of Intervine, brand new sponsor to this show. Good friend, great products, and we'll tell you all about those next. Also, your questions and some news stories right now involving Second Amendment rights and some gun stories for you. So don't go anywhere. All that and more. Second Amendment Radio continues right here on FM News Talk 97.1. Hello and welcome back to Second Amendment Radio on FM News Talk 97.1. Tony Colombo here with my partner Aaron Tarlow, the owner of Southern Armory. And as we talked about in that last segment, wanted to bring on with us now Mike McCleary. He is the owner of Intervine, a company that makes and markets flashlights, lanterns, and headlamps, and I have been using Intervine flashlights for years, and then Mike and I met a while back, and he gave me a flashlight, and I've been using it around the house forever, and then we reconnected recently, and I got more flashlights, and I am absolutely spoiled by these things, and you will never go back to another type of flashlight, lantern, headlamp, whatever, if you get your hands on an Intervine flashlight, because they are so superior. So I wanted to get Mike on the air, new sponsor of the show. Mike, thanks for calling in. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing awesome, Tony. And thanks so much for the props on the products. We love hearing that from, you know, all kinds of customers. And you're right. We love what we do. We love what we sell. We love the customers we take care of. And you guys are awesome for having a chance to get us on here to talk to you.
Oh, well, you're awesome for being a sponsor of the show. We're so glad to have you. Why don't you just real quick before we get into it, tell people about Intervine, how you guys got started, exactly what products you guys have, and how people can get a hold of those products.
Yeah, sure. So we are a local company. I actually live over in Shiloh, Illinois. So I've been around St. Louis for a long, long time. And my brother started up this company about 6 or 7 years ago. We realized that we love the outdoors. We love camping, love all the people that use those types of products, like first responders, policemen, firefighters.
Yeah.
And then we realized that, you know, we can actually, you know, make and sell those products ourselves and provide the one thing that everyone was lacking, and that's really good customer service.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we got into this.
Yeah. And you know what? And you're Amazon customer rating, which is like a 4.9 out of 5, is one, not an easy thing to do, and two, really speaks to that commitment that you have to customer service and taking care of the customers and making sure that all of your customers are happy and have a good experience.
Yeah, you're right about that. That's not easy to do. Most big sellers on Amazon probably hover somewhere time around the 4. And we're working on that 4.9. We'll get it back up to 5. I think we had one customer down in Lone Star, Texas, was upset with us. We'll take care of him. I guarantee you that.
Right, right. And get it back to 5, which is like 4.9. Like 4.9 out of 5 isn't good enough. We got to get to 5. No, it's absolutely, that's absolutely amazing. And I don't know why, and you can tell us why, but my favorite thing about the Intervine products are, one, the brightness. I spent a lot of time out on a friend's farm. We spent a lot of time working out there in the daytime and in the nighttime, and we'll be in the woods sometimes at night, and the Intervine flashlights are just so much brighter, it seems, than most other flashlights, and that goes for the headlamps and even the lanterns as well. But not only are they brighter, they last. A lot of times, if you get a good bright flashlight that's got batteries in it, it'll be bright, like really bright and cool for like 15 minutes. And then you can already start to see that light start to dim a little bit. And it'll last a long time still.
Battery cells are coming down.
Yeah, but it'll still, you know, those flashlights will still last a long time and they're fine. But they don't maintain that maximum brightness for nearly as long. So, and I mean, you can literally see, and I keep the little one. I keep the little one, Mike, in my truck.
Is that like a 2-cell? Like, how big are we talking?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what any of those words mean. So Mike could probably tell you what the size of those flashlights are. But I keep the one of the little ones in my truck, and I'll get it out of the truck at the farm, and I'll shoot it into the woods. And you can just see the beam of light the whole way.
Focused.
And yeah, and you know, you can adjust it, make it wider or tighter.
So
or
is there like a hot spot, or has it got good flood on it? You don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
Yeah,
so Mike, you talk.
Yeah, on our most popular one, it's called the Guardian 1300 XL. And 1300 is for the maximum lumens.
Yeah, that was my next question. It's like, what are your lumens?
Talk about. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, you know, some companies talk about like other factors of watts and stuff. When it comes down to it, it's lumens,
yep.
And it's also, like what you said, Aaron, it's that target area in the middle. You want that hot spot, and then you need to have also a good flood area around it, too, because if you can't see things that are outside of that area of your vision, yep, then you may be lost when you're hunting or if you're a first responder. We feel like we've got the perfect mix of that perfect like hot spot in the middle and a good, you know, width of all the brightness around it as well,
uh-huh,
and you can get a great view of it.
Yeah, and it's incredible. And you guys have the lights. Like I said, you have. I carry the little one in my truck. I have the sort of like average size flashlights that I have, like, you know, in a drawer at home or down in the basement that, you know, we'll use if, you know, the power's out or whatever. If we're going to go outside at night or, you know, maybe even just take the dog
for
a walk.
So it's like the 1300 XL, is that the like the 2D cell or 3D cell size flashlight that people are probably pretty accustomed to?
So this is kind of cool. So this thing runs off of a lithium rechargeable battery that comes
awesome.
With it. Like, you don't have to buy one. Mm-hmm. And what's even better, Aaron, is that we give you a conversion case. So let's say that you're out, you're camping, you're in the middle of the woods, and you run out of the lithium battery, which takes a really, really long time, like Tony talked about.
Yeah.
All you got to do is pop out the battery, put in the conversion case, and if you have 3 AAA batteries,
mm-hmm,
it'll also power it.
Really?
We get maximum flexibility with that flashlight.
So is it like 6 to 8 hours on that lithium battery at max power?
At max power, 6 to 8 hours, just about right. Yeah.
Okay.
And then
awesome.
you can power that thing down. Like at max power, I don't know about you guys, I hardly ever need to use it at max power unless I'm looking across a field. I keep that thing at medium usually at the most, because that way it doubles as long how long you can use that thing.
Yeah.
So speaking of adjusting the power, are you able to, you know, dial it down? Like, is it infinite or is it like in steps?
So we have 3 steps on that one. There's
okay.
going to be a maximum, a medium, and a low. And then we also provide you 2 other settings. One is a standard SOS. And Kevin, you know, mm-hmm, I don't know it Morse code. I know I should know this, but I don't know it.
Yeah,
but my flashlight does.
3 dots, 3 dashes,
yeah,
3 dots.
Yeah, 3 fast ones, 3 slow ones. 3 fast ones, 3 slow ones. That's how you do it. Dashes and dots, I know.
The fifth mode that's the most important is what we call the strobe discerning mode.
Yeah.
Anyone who's ever, you know, had a wife or a daughter or a family member afraid of being, you know, attacked or mugged or whatever, this mode, you punch that mode in, and that is going to flash the light at so bright, so many strobes in their eyes that it's going to disorient them for at least 30 seconds to a minute. And it's like having your own weapon in your pocket. That's just a flashlight to make sure that you feel safe wherever you go.
Yeah.
Now, does your bezel have spikes on it so it can be used as a striking tool too?
Absolutely. Oh, I know it does. Like, yeah. If you look at the thing on the front of it, we're not joking.
This is great.
Yeah, it's the all-purpose flashlight.
It really
and
does,
so, what I tell people if they're afraid, like, oh, is this really a weapon? Well, yeah, it can be used as a weapon.
Anything can.
It's used in your car.
Yeah.
If, let's say you fall into a lake or a river, this thing can break open the windshield as well.
Right. Yeah. That's awesome. You know, and I had a flashlight with the bezel on it, and somebody's like, that's a weapon. I said, no, I put it down, bezel first. I said, it's for map reading at night so you don't blind yourself, you know, because, well, you know what I'm talking about. It shoots, a little streams out, you know.
Mike, I got to tell you, that conversion case, for a person that suffers from like OCD that makes me crazy, I'm always, if I buy something and it does have a rechargeable battery, like you said, at least you give your customers the charging case and everything else. But I'm always so worried that rechargeable battery is going to die. And I'm going to have it in my truck, or I'm going to be out in the middle of the woods and it's going to die and I don't have anywhere to charge it and I don't have an extra one. And so when I see that conversion case and I know that I can just have regular old AAA batteries and pop those into the flashlight and it's going to work just as well, it's like a wave of relief that washes over me. I know that it's probably, I'm sure that they function better with the rechargeable batteries in it, especially when they're at full power, but just having that, like,
peace of mind.
That peace of mind that all I need is three AAA batteries and I can fire that thing right back up. I don't have to worry about this dying, even though they probably never will. It's just such a great thing to include with the flashlights. I love it. I have mentioned that to several people when talking about these, and every time I mention it, I can tell it's way more bigger deal to me than them.
Right.
But it really is important to me. So yeah. I just think that you guys have really thought of just about everything that your customers could want or need with these products. It's just brilliant.
My next question, does it have a car charger so you can just plug it in like an old cigarette outlet and let it charge?
You know, you're looking at the model coming out here in about 45 days.
Okay.
So we don't have the car next thing out. Like, we're always looking to improve these things.
Right.
But what we do have, and I actually forgot to mention this, like Tony's mentioning, do we try to cover everything people want? Yeah, we do. So in addition to that conversion case, we already give you not one lithium battery can use. We give you two.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
yeah, that was my next question. Yeah. Can we buy additional lithium batteries?
Those batteries are not cheap.
Yeah. No, they're not.
No.
Not at all.
And Mike, when do you think we met the first time and you gave me that first flashlight? Do you remember exactly?
That was, I would say, almost 2 years ago,
because
around Christmas time.
Because my kids call that the good flashlight.
Yeah.
Like, so my one daughter, my 8-year-old, has a fear of storms. She hates the rain. And if it's thundering at nighttime, our power has gone out, like, in her life, like, 3 times. Like, it's not something that happens very often, but she's always worried about it. And so if it's thundering at nighttime, she always wants the good flashlight.
Yeah, that's
funny. And she's talking about your flashlight. Now we have multiple good flashlights, but for a while we just had that one, and I think I had a couple lanterns. Until now, I have never. We haven't used it that much because it's always just kind of our basement, you know, backup flashlight in case the lights go out or in case, you know, I can't see something in a dark corner of the basement, I'll go grab it and I'll use it. So I haven't worked that one nearly as much as I have other flashlights and certainly other products that I have from you now. But I've never had to change the battery. And to my eye, it is as strong now as it was 2 years ago when you first gave it to me. And that's just incredible.
Well, we try to create, you know, the highest quality components of every product, not just flashlights, not just lanterns, not just headlamps, not just everything else. We know that every component really makes up the sum total. And so when it comes to a flashlight, you're talking about the bulb, which when we use the highest, the brightest, longest lasting LEDs, there's the reflector. People forget about that. That's what really gets the whole beam going in the right direction and reflecting as much as possible. We use the clearest glass tempered lenses, and then it's that battery like we talked about. Mm-hmm. You have those four components all firing at the right cylinders, and then you have an awesome product, which is why it is still to date our best-selling brightest flashlight, and I put it up against any other flashlight out there in the industry.
Now, my other question is the LED impact rated?
So it is up to IPX7.
ITX7.
So, which is kind of hard to find. Yep.
Yeah,
it means you can go down there and go diving with it.
Uh-huh.
We do not recommend anyone doing that. Mm-hmm. But this thing, we dropped it in water, dropped it in puddles, dropped it in mud. This thing, the only time that really you're going to ever break this bulb or this flashlight is if you run it over with a truck.
Gotcha.
That's about it.
So, because, you know, for the firearm side of things, you know, you want it to have the percussion where, you know, you shoot a gun and you don't knock the bulb out. And, you know, we love where our store is. We're next to Harbor Freight, and people get those free cheapo flashlights, you know, and they go, oh, I'll just use that for shooting. And then they come back later and they're like, it blew out. I'm like, yeah, because it's a $1 freaking LED flashlight that they give you for free. Like,
right.
You need to get a good
quality
flashlight.
Aaron, would you like it if we had a tactical tail switch as well with the flashlight?
You know, that would be amazing because I'm a big fan of those where you can like press it, click it on, or you can lightly touch it, you know, and get like a strobe or twist the bezel.
It comes in there.
Awesome.
Yeah, we include that with every single flashlight.
That's amazing. Yep. You know, we should really talk about getting you over to Southern Armory to give our staff a demo and maybe talk about whether we can get you in the store. That would be a great fit. You know, we love carrying locally made, locally sourced stuff from companies right here in St. Louis because we're supporting local jobs. We're keeping the money here. That makes sense.
I'll tell you what, I would love to do that. And we've been approached by the big box stores, you know, the Walmarts, the Targets, the Cabela's, things like that. And we just don't, you know, nothing against those stores. They are awesome. They have a huge selection. But when it comes to providing great customer service, keeping things local, it's the local stores that we really want to support because they're going to be the ones that are there for you when you have a problem.
Well, right. I can speak firsthand that Aaron's customers and anybody that wants to buy these Intervine flashlights are going to have a great experience with them. Before we let you go, Mike, I did want to also mention, and again, this might be more important to me than some others that are listening out there, and I know you don't have like a mass selection, but the headlamps. I am a headlamp wearer. My wife makes fun of me because I work, you know, on the Dave Glover Show, we don't get out of here until in the summertime. We still have some light outside when I get home, but there's a lot of times when I get home, it's already getting dark or it is dark and I want to go out in the backyard and I still want to do something. I've even been known to maybe cut the grass right at when it's getting dark and having to finish with a headlamp on or some, you know, something like that. So I use the headlamps all the time, and your headlamp is fantastic too.
You know what I say about people that make fun of me for wearing my headlamp? I put two hands up in front of me and go, I have the use of my hands.
That's exactly right. You know? I want to use my hands.
You carry that around with you. Oh, it's in your mouth. Oh, yeah, that's cute. You can't talk.
We do it at the farm too. I'll be, especially this time of year, we'll be out at the farm late at night. We'll have some trees knocked down.
Yeah.
We'll be chopping firewood or cutting firewood. And it's getting dark outside, and I put my headlamp on, and it makes life so much easier.
The headlamp, does that have multiple colors like red, green, blue, and white?
It's got the red.
It's got the red on there. Okay. We haven't added in the green or the yellow yet because it's not really – we don't use it much for hunting. We use it for more people working outdoors on the farms, things like that.
Yeah, which is what I use.
The blue is good for blood. It gives you that good contrast.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, that's – you know, what I love about this is awesome. Like, we have been like upgrading and improving our products for years. So I love talking to people who use these every day. And we've actually came out with brand new products just because our customers have written us an email, called us and said, you know what? I'd love it if you had a product that did this. And because we're the company, we're the manufacturers, we can do that. Like no other big company can do that.
All right. We've been talking to Mike McClary, the owner of Intervine, and hopefully one day soon I'll be able to say you can get your Intervine lights out at Southern Armory. But for right now, Mike, what's the best way to get your products and learn more about your products?
So we're going to give you two ways to do that. First thing, of course, we have Intervine.com. You can go right there. It's Intervine.com. And if you use a discount code when you're checking out, Tony, we're going to give you 20% off every single product.
20% off. Use my name, T-O-N-Y, Tony. Use my name, discount code. Get a 20% off. That's a real discount. I don't like it when people give like a 5% discount. That's like, you're trying to make it sound like you're giving somebody something and you're not really giving them anything. 20% discount. Use my name. That is awesome. So intervine.com, and then go ahead. I know that you have a lot of Amazon customers as well. You can tell them about that too, Mike.
Yeah, so we know some people, you don't necessarily know me or our company. If you want to buy off Amazon because you feel like there's more security or trust there, I get that. We're like huge vendors on Amazon. I actually have a rep at Amazon that I talk to, so we got you covered. So if you go to intervine.com/Tony, there's a theme here, so you actually type it into your browser, /Tony, we got it set up. It's going to redirect you straight to Amazon, to our own personal page on Amazon, where you're also going to get a 20% discount automatically applied to your account. You'll see our products, put it in your cart, and it's automatically going to give you a 20% discount on Amazon as well. We want to make sure everyone has every possible way to buy our products.
Yeah, that is awesome, Mike. Thank you so much for being a part of this show. I'm sure we'll talk to you again really, really soon. And in the meantime, everybody go out, learn more about those Intervine products, intervine.com, intervine.com. Learn about the products, buy the products there, use the discount code Tony, get that 20% discount, or go to Amazon. And, like you said, intervine.com is where I work. intervine.com/Tony. Take you to that Amazon page and get that automatic 20% discount there as well. Mike McCleary from Intervine, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon, my friend.
Thanks, guys. Take care and talk to you soon, Aaron, as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you got to get those lights in the store there.
Yeah, I'm excited.
That'll be good stuff.
I like flashlights.
Yeah, oh, I do too. A little bit too much. My wife makes fun of me. All right, we need to take a break. Take a break. One more segment to go. Got some of your questions and a couple news stories. We'll get to as much of it as we can when we get back to Second Amendment Radio. Don't go anywhere. It's FM News Talk 97.1. Tony Colombo and Aaron Tarlow here. Chad Ellis, producer of The Stars, in the room as well.
This was my requested song, by the way.
I freaking love this song.
Yeah, it's a good song. Not going to lie.
I'm not either. I love Hunger Strike. It is a great song.
Absolutely.
We just talked to our buddy Mike McCleary, the owner of Intervine. Don't forget to go to Intervine, intervine.com. Learn about those amazing products, flashlights, lanterns, headlamps. Very, very superior products, great prices. Don't forget about that 20% discount. All you got to do is use my name, Tony, as discount code, and you'll get 20% off. So please go check that stuff out. It really is superior stuff. One of the things that we like to do on this show every week is answer your questions. You can send your questions to the Second Amendment Radio Facebook page, the Southern Armory Facebook page, or just directly to me on Twitter at TonyColombo971. I want to get to a few of these questions here. Aaron, somebody asked me, what is the proper way to dispose of old firearms?
Old firearms?
That's what the question said.
Okay.
Maybe
so there's
old firearms, new firearms, any firearms, if you want to get rid of them, how
not,
do you do it?
Not the river.
Not the trash can either.
Yeah, not the trash can either. We actually had, it's funny you mentioned that, we actually had a gun come in last week, this week, recently, in October, because October was going on, southernarmy.com.
That's
anyway,
southernarmy.com.
Southernarmory.com.
There you go.
So, and it was a guy pulled a gun out of a trash can, and it was a rifle. It was a, I think we determined it was a French made rifle, and it was a barrel, an action bolt, didn't have the trigger, no stock. We offered to dispose of it for the guy.
Yeah.
But the ATF has a very clear regulation. It has to be cut in two places. The cut has to be so wide, and generally it's the trunnions, the front trunnion, and on the rear too. We just tell people to bring the gun to us, and we'll
I was going
to
say
we'll
if somebody so if somebody doesn't know what to do,
right,
bring them to you at Southern Armory or bring them to any gun store. Right, I mean, would most gun stores do
probably
it or,
not? I mean, we will.
Okay,
absolutely, we will. Okay. We don't charge you to do it either.
Right,
you bring us the gun.
I would hope.
And,
I mean,
and we'll dispose of it for you. We understand. You
because
know,
I imagine that's I'm at when I read that question, I was thinking of like, if somebody just had, you know, a grandparent pass away and they're going through the house and they've got to get rid of stuff.
Yeah.
And maybe somebody had a gun in a drawer somewhere that was their, like, you know, personal protection.
I get it.
But it It has just sat in a drawer for the last 20 years or you know, 25 years. Who knows if it works?
And the other one we get it, not only guns, we get old ammunition in, and we dispose of that. Now you can dispose of that yourself, but we're more than happy to do it for you too. We use WD-40 to deactivate the powder.
Gotcha.
Is what we do.
So I just a question popped into my head. In that same scenario, if you have a relative pass away or move out of a house and everybody's splitting up all the stuff and there are guns there.
Yeah.
And
this
is a legit thing.
Yeah.
People go, you know, I've had it happen before where, you know, grandparents die and everybody goes in and, you know, and everybody kind of takes their favorite thing or, you know, like who wants this, who wants that. And then, you know, maybe just dispose of the rest of it. But if they have a gun there and you're like, oh, I'll take the gun. Is that legal?
Legit?
I mean, can you just have that gun? So, and do you own it or do you have to report that to somebody? How does that work?
In Missouri, that would be legal. We always recommend a bill of sale from the estate to you so you can kind of prove it. So that way there's no questions on other heirs.
Gotcha.
That, you know, well, he took that gun. He didn't have a right. You know, you get whoever the executor of the state is to give you a bill of sale on behalf of the state, of the estate. Hold on.
There you go.
Sorry.
Cough button.
So, in Illinois, we would recommend the same thing. However, you have to have a FOID card in Illinois. So if you don't have a firearms owner identification card, which you can obtain from the Illinois State Police, it's not technically legal for you to take possession of that firearm.
Gotcha.
So just because we're on the border and you got, you know, sets of laws in Illinois, sets of laws in Missouri.
Now, do those laws apply for all, like, handguns and rifles, or rifles and shotguns?
Yeah, all the above.
Okay.
So now if the heir is out of state, okay, and they need to ship that gun from Missouri to wherever, it needs to go through a dealer. We're happy to do that. We ship guns all the time. So you come down and we say, yep, this is what it's going to be to ship. And then we ship that gun to another dealer in that state. And then the heir would come to that dealer, fill out a background check, and that's how that heir would get it. Again, bill of sale, I would, you know, definitely, you know, here's a bill of sale, email it to him, mail it to him. We'll stick it in the box with him with an envelope that says give to customer.
Mm-hmm.
We have no problem doing that. We always recommend a background check, always, because there is a crime if you give a firearm to somebody who's not legally entitled to possess said firearm.
Right. And
so we just take that liability off of the executor and the estate by doing that.
One more question, and we're almost out of time, so quick answer. In this same scenario where somebody gets a gun from, you know, a grandparent's house or whatever, a family member, they don't know. It looks like a nice gun.
Right.
And they go through all the proper channels to own that gun. What about firing it for the first time?
So
you don't know how long it sat there.
Right.
You don't know how long.
So you can bring it to Southern Armory again, and what we do is we do a clean and inspect. Okay, so clean and inspect is a detail strip, clean everything, and then we function test it and make sure it's okay. And there's some stuff in there that, you know, like we look in the barrel and there's tons of pitting or tons of rust, and it's just not safe. We're going to tell you this is not safe to fire. It's a wall hanger.
Mm-hmm.
Put it above your fireplace.
Yeah, this
enjoy
was Grandpa's
it.
Gun.
You know,
but don't shoot.
Other stuff, hey, yeah, it's in great mechanical shape. You know, we cleaned it real good, and you can shoot it. However, no modern ammunition. Right. So you need to run down some older stuff, and we have some leads on how you can get that. We also are attached to a manufacturer that can manufacture ammo for you to that old spec. So there's ways to do it. Some stuff, you know, they get, and it's like, oh, yeah, this was made in the 70s, and, you know, here you go. Here's the ammo. It's in great shape. Go shoot it.
Right.
So we have a lot of collective knowledge in the shop to tell you, you know, what it is, what it's worth, give you appraisals. Appraisals is a big thing that we've been doing. Transfer it out of state, give you bills of sales, background checks, clean the gun, inspect the gun, and get you ammunition and make sure it's safe. So, you know, all that. So if you get an old gun and, you know, come into the shop, A, we'd love to see old guns. It's part of history.
Right.
And then B, we're going to make sure you're safe and you're legal, which is another big part of the whole grand scheme of things.
Absolutely. All right, got to wrap things up. This has been another edition of Second Amendment Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget, it is Glocktober at Southern Armory. Go to southernarmory.com. That's southernarmory.com to learn more about everything happening at Southern Armory.
Right,
but especially
at the top of the page, man. Glocktober.
Glocktober, baby. Go out and check that out. Take advantage of those amazing deals. And keep it right here, and we will see you next Saturday at 3:00. 8 o'clock. For Aaron Tarlow, the owner of Southern Armory, our producer Chad Ellis, I'm Tony Colombo. Thanks for joining us for another edition of Second Amendment Radio. We'll see you right back here next Saturday at 3 o'clock on FM News Talk 97.1.
KFTK St. Louis. Oh, you cut me off. KFTK St. Louis.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.